Are we back?
Yeah, man.
On the break, I was trying to impress Luke with some of my impersonations. Now, I really do think Fancy Brian and I should get together and come up with a cartoon of some kind. I mean, he's a professional. And I need some guidance. There's no doubt about that. But yes, you know, the other day, I want to go back to some of those young people in the Capitol. Because, you know, the people that work like at the tour desk and stuff, you know, I'll come up there and I'll start talking my thing, right? And then I'll go, oh, we can't talk about politics. And I go, oh, I know. I'll do all the talking. You guys could just listen, you know. And some when they laugh, then I know that they're, you know, much more open-minded. And some of the older ones that have been there and known me for the last 10 years, they'd, oh, God, you know, here comes that guy again. You know, trouble. Good trouble, I might add. I call this good trouble. And I even think my mom might agree with that because she knows what my bad trouble is. And so the good trouble, and I'm not like, I'm really, I got to be honest, I'm not like, you know, this John Lewis fan, per se. You know, I remember what they did to Bernie Sanders. And I remember what Wisconsin Republicans have done to us. So now when we go to these hearings, you've got people that have all this level of knowledge and wisdom and facts and numbers to present to these, you know, committees. And listen, when you get a chance for the public to speak, that's when you fill the place up. And what happens is, and I'm happy to say that I didn't get stuffed right down to the bottom of the pile, but, you know, Albert Darling and John Nygren are no longer on the Joint Finance Committee, and that's what they did to me every single time. Be like, I'm going to wait. I'm going to make you guys listen to me at 1:30 in the morning after you pass a bag of nonpartisan chips across the table. It's so funny to watch these guys. Oh, it's been such a long day. And I want to commend these guys. I don't think I saw anybody fall asleep yesterday on the Republican side, but they did leave and come back a lot. So these kids were listening to me, and you know, the tour guide's getting nervous, you know, and the cops are nervous. And I'm like, hey, when these guys are going to get their picture taken and, you know, they're going to go on the tour, but that's not happening yet. So in the meantime, let me inform them. And they were taking it in. I could tell, right? Again, the masks are a giveaway. You know, critical thinking is much more prevalent with masked people than unmasked. It's a proven fact, right? Science, math. Ah, caring about your neighbors and public safety. Huge. So they were like, oh, man, thanks. You know, I appreciate it. Oh, hey, man, I apologize. And they're like, no. And I go, no, I apologize for the way we've left this world for you guys. You're 20-some years old. I'm 60. I explained to him, I've seen the best years this state will ever see. You know, I would actually, in my lifetime, because the people that lived before me, oh, boy, you know, to be able to see nature the way it was before man decided to just completely sprawl everywhere. And it bothers me that people don't notice it. I mean, I can even look at like the city of Madison aerial shots and it's like, that doesn't look like Madison. I can see the aerial shots from the 70s on the places that my family lived. We always lived like a, you know, out in the country on not a farm, but you call it maybe a farmette because we'd always have 5 acres and horses and animals and sheds and chicken coops. And I miss those days, trust me. Still trying to find a way, you know, for my son and his family, because that's the way he wants to live. He wants to have a big garden, you know, have some animals, place for the kids to play, nature all around. But it's so hard to do in this day. It really is. You know, all that land that used to be these, you know, small farms and farmettes have just been bulldozed over and plowed into these major, you know, cornfields. And you'll notice it because now that all the corn and the soy is being cut down, man, it's just like barren out there. And every day trees go down, some from storm, some are old, some diseased, and not another one replaces it and would take decades to grow and fully replace it. We're in big trouble. These were the things I was talking about with these kids, and they understood it. Now, don't you think that Republicans in the legislature know this? They do. Which is why a lot of us yesterday said, and I tried to focus on more, but I, you know, they give you 3 minutes. There were several people took five or six. I probably should have pegged some more stuff in there on Voss. But what I wanted to explain to people was, you know, no, I don't have the maps, but I remember the map in 2010, you know, when they took over everything. And then I remember what it looked like in 2012. And I'm like, show the map from 2010. You guys, you know, Voss is up there saying, oh, we just don't want to change it too much. Well, why did you change it too much when you did it back in 2011? We know why he did that. I mean, Voss, he made the case for me. He's like, well, you guys won, you know, the governor, the president, you know, all these, you know, statewide. Yes, statewide elections. You can't win, Robin, because you can't gerrymander the state. And if people don't understand what gerrymandering is, and I was trying to be funny. I walked in, you know, a lot of people didn't know me in this room. And I'm like, where's gerrymander? And they're looking at me like, I don't know why it's so easy to, people are gullible. It's an act I'm putting on. I'm a funny guy, if you don't get it, okay? And there were, you know, a few cops that, hey, you know, I know these guys like me because I like them too, right? But there's a few of them that no matter what the orders are, if I say something that's kind of funny, it's hard for them not to smile or laugh. They're human. I like humans. When you got these guys in the corner that look steaming, there are guys just staring at me, right? Well, the thing is, I'm pretty good at staring back and, like, you know, mouthing, what the F are you looking at? And then they look down and it's like, come on, man. Oh, it was most fun doing that to Tom Taint the Water Tiffany, who's now a congressman up, oh boy, Wisconsin's hurting. So I wanted to focus on, well, what does it mean if we stay with these maps? And there's a whole list. I mean, it'd take me probably a year to come up with. But let's just try and sum it up. First of all, you're going to have a majority in the Assembly and the Senate that doesn't wear masks and encourages people not to get vaccinated during a worldwide pandemic, right? Then you're going to get the majority to not vote for any kind of support during a pandemic. No, we don't want them to get $300 a week. I mean, the whole time they were getting their basically $800, $900 a week as legislators, not to be there for a whole freaking year. While all the other states around us had dozens of emergency sessions, they would come in, and it was brought up. It'd come in, we'd talk about health care during the pandemic. We're gabbling in and gabbling out. Oh, aren't you guys cute and funny and stuff? You're lucky that I wasn't feeling good at that time, because I'd have been up there just dogging you. And I'm going to be. And I made that point, you know, that, you know, you guys have motivated me, man. Motivated me to get involved in the fight for 15. I was so motivated, they chose me to meet President Obama to represent the fight for 15. And I let them know that, by the way, I'm way further left than that guy. Okay. So it's not like I'm licking boots out here. Oh. And then, you know, marching with the Poor People's Campaign, right? Going to Kenosha and Racine and Milwaukee and standing up for Black Lives Matter. Yes, and police brutality and murder of black people. Well, that's what it is. I mean, I guess because I'm white, I'm not supposed to have these views about racism and white supremacy and all that. I know I've got like a real good background in all that stuff, right? Kind of hard not to when you marry someone that isn't white, and then you have children, and then your children have children, and your grandchildren by that time have, you know, they're so diversified, man. That's my Hines family. I'm proud of them. So when you guys make these comments about we should, you know, teach these inner city kids how to read, you should teach old white people out in the country how to be human, how to have empathy. How to understand that there's a reason that a lot of people in the inner city don't have the skills that other people do. Because you try to rip them off on education and food. food and healthcare and wages. And so all these things were coming out, and it's like all of it's related, right, to these maps. Okay, so if the maps stay the same, you're going to continue to see workers in Wisconsin lose their first week of unemployment. Thanks, Scott Walker and company. I guess if you're a worker and you think that that's cool to lose your first week after you, you know, we know that at least 50%, probably way higher by now, anyway, with these rockets going up into space, that it's getting more and more difficult. Money's going to get stretched even further, right? Inflation is obviously high right now. I wish I was. Luke, how long of a break do we have? Can I go get high later? So anyway, that's what I tell these cops, you know. Oh, don't worry, man. I got myself prepared before I come in here. I'm wholly medicated, man. I'm okay. You guys probably need, and we talked about that. I was like, you know, if marijuana was legal, you guys could go home and smoke a joint. And they're like, yeah, but then, you know, the testing. So they're thinking about it, right? But what about testing? Well, you know, what about guys that get drunk the night before and come in hungover? Man, I'd rather work with somebody that just smoked a bowl than a guy that's hungover. Well, maybe not. Depends on if I'm operating heavy equipment or not. On the radio? Yeah, as long as my engineer isn't. We can't have that. That would be a bad example. I am a bad example. But a good example of good trouble, man. The bad trouble stuff is, you know, so small compared to what those privileged people get, right? Look at the crimes they get away with. I'm sure we're going to have time to talk about some of that. And we are going to have Matt Rothschild coming in for the second hour, so I want to save some of this stuff for him.